sisters and brothers, Auschwitz an aberration, really? Then how is it Charlotte Bronte could castigate it so clearly? Oh, lovers of power, oh, mitered aspirants for this world's kingdoms, an hour will come, even to you, when it will be well for your hearts, pausing faint at each broken beat, that there is a mercy beyond human compassions, a love stronger than this strong death, which even you must face, and before it fall. A charity more potent than any sin, even yours. A pity which redeems worlds, nay, absolves priests. And need we add, and philosopher king statesmen, who also see themselves as priests, interpreters of justice. And how is it Popper could trace its roots to Plato, at least as its most conscious propagandist? And yet we, so determinedly it seems, continue unable to see it as a broad generality. What does this tell us about our quote-unquote education, our training, rather, if not that its central objective is to prevent our questioning class? And how deeply in our psyches it plants the false sense that it's legitimate. This page, Founding and Realizing, a test site that I put up, is attempting to elucidate this, to explain how the terms we are given themselves constrain, control, construct us, and therefore how it is we are brought to see as normal, quote-unquote, patent insanity. The society of Auschwitz is an exact replica of this one we are living this moment, in which certain people's deaths and a certain number of deaths are accepted, the difference being that the murderer's hand is kept hidden in the bigger one, the world global one. And so we can't even begin to count his methods, as Miklos did. Power hides by physically atomizing us. Think of the successive layers of fragmentation attendant on our domiciling, broken up into boxes, houses, nuclear families, and, you know, it's a hierarchy of fragmentation. Power hides by fragmenting us into functions, the job. Power hides by giving us the very thoughts we think. Media control, silencing the soul by these means, propaganda piped in. And whether by the progressive or conservative media is irrelevant, for the fundamental terms of our containment are not questioned by either one. As creatures of illusion, as Virginia Woolf so aptly termed us, atomization is all that's required. So long as the propaganda gets piped in, and we're denied the earth as reference, that's critical, then alternatives simply never occur to us. And I suspect those fires wiping out those communities by Yosemite. I met one young man from one of those communities that is a powerful, powerful young man. He said he lived at Yosemite. I worry about him, the whole community there. Powerful because I was walking with my little basket of books, and no one was paying attention to me but him, and he was, and he said to me, he was only 18, a baby, and he looked at me, and he waved his hand around where we were standing on a very bougie lakeshore, and he said, "This ain't real, none of this is real," and I immediately started, giving him my attention. You don't often hear that from one so young. Or at all. Brilliant young man.